anxious to help him in any way you honorably could. Now,
I never heard of 5658, Russell.
Well, that's how he got in debt, by running for office once and losing, once and winning. He was not in debt before he started running for the Senate. The evidence I have is that you went out to Berryville, he and his wife, in the course of it, you said you'd be glad to help him get out of debt. Now, if you don't want me to use it, I won't. But no,
I never heard of his debts, Russell. Never talked to him about debts in my life. I talked to him about his campaign, and he asked me, told me about his campaign, and asked me if I'd come up and make some speeches for him. And I never knew the difference between campaign or testimonial. I'm for Tom, and I like him, and I'd do anything in the world I could to help him, but he never reviewed with me anything like a debt that he owed in 56 or 58 or any other time. He asked me to come up there and make speeches like I asked you to come into Texas and make speeches.
Well, now, you see, my feeling about this is that this committee has lifted your statement out of context and used only half of it to use the sentence that goes thereafter.
Well, you better, the more you mess with the president's statement in that, the worse it'll be for us. You can't help him any. All you can do is hurt him more. That's one reason I think he's hurt now, is because of his presidential connection. I'd forget that and get as far away from it as I could and stay as far away from it as I could.
Well, the point here, Mr. President, that the impression was, I'd like for you to read Tom's speech today, and then I'd like for you, after he makes it up, I can send it up to you now. But the point about it is that this committee has undertaken to say that Lyndon Johnson was brought up there under the misleading impression that this was something other than what it was on two occasions for four different functions, and that Lyndon Johnson was at those functions, and he has publicly repudiated any idea that some of this money could be used to pay off debts that this man had incurred in a previous campaign. Now, what's your statement? Says, well, hell, as a practical matter, you didn't know what the thing was for. You thought of your impression, well, it had something to do with campaign expenses. Now, but just whose campaign expenses and how they were going to use the money is something you didn't know, which is about the way it is when I go to a testimonial dinner. Hell, I don't know how they're going to cut the pot up and what bills are going to pay with it, but I assume that it's for legitimate political purposes. That's my
Russell, opinion. I don't think my statements one way or the other were material here, had much to do with this thing. I think they can build it up, inflame and involve us, and cause me lots of problems. All I did, the truth of the matter is, all I did was Tom Dodd asked me, as other senator nearly did, to come in and help make some speeches. When he asked me to do that, I did not differentiate between a testimonial dinner and a campaign dinner. I didn't give any thought to what kind of dinner it was. I just went to help him.
That's exactly right.
And I had never had the interpretation given to the testimonial dinner that's being given now, that's a matter that any senator can use for himself. And nobody had ever made that interpretation to me. It disgusted it with me. I didn't know anything about it until after this came up.
Good.
But I think in his records and in his mind, he was asking me to come speak to a testimonial, and I think that's the way it was told. But it did not make an impression with me, and it did not make an imprint on me that's what I was going for. Now, what I'd like to do, I'd just like to have as little to do with this thing as I can, because it can't do anything. It can't get you two votes. It can't change one thing. And if I were forced to go in there, I just don't think that it would be helpful to him or to us. And I've taken that position all along. And I don't want to say one word that would hurt him.
Now, Mr. President, let me just tell you what I'm going to do. I'm not going to use this evidence. I think it helps our case. I'm not going to use it. I'm not going to use a word of it. I'm simply going to use what is in the record, what is there in the record of the committee hearing. I'm just going to use what's in print to use your quoted statement that they're using. And I'm just going to demonstrate that it doesn't mean what they say it means. That's all I'm going to do about this. And when you read my statement, I'm going to say exactly what your capacity was and exactly why you were there and exactly how you understood it. And I'm not going to quote you. Now, that's
I wish you just wouldn't refer to me. I wish you'd just leave me out of it, Russell. I don't know why you want to give me any more problems than I got, partner.
Well, I'm not.
Just leave me alone.
I'm not going to give you any more problems, but I do think, though, Mr. President, I do think that with regard to a number of your close, intimate friends, that after you read Tom Dodd's speech and you read my speech, you're going to conclude that that man should not be censured. And if that's your conclusion, I do hope that you would say, or let Mike Manitoulis or somebody say to a few of your close personal friends who would not repeat it, who would die and roast in hell.
I never saw a senator that wouldn't repeat
it. If you were voting, you weren't. If you were there, you wouldn't vote, would you?
Russell,
very cool, I said that.
Russell, if the president got involved in this thing, if I said to one senator, I never saw a senator I could say anything to that wouldn't repeat it.
Not even Dick Russell?
No. No, sir. Not in my life. Not one. As a matter of fact, most of my trouble last week with the Israel thing was because we said to senators that we hoped that we would get a declaration. And then a flotilla over there. And in 20 minutes after they walked out, by God, every communist country in the world was pressuring the other countries not to go with us because this was our plan.
What time you told Bill Fulbright that, Mr. President, you knew that the Soviet ambassador was going to know that within 6 hours? I mean, you'd have known that you told Bill Fulbright. Well, I won't press you any further, Mr. President.
Thank you,
Mr. President.
Yeah. Bye.